Enough is enough, university president speaks out against trans athletes in women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on May 5, 2024. Houghton University President Dr. Wayne D. Lewis Jr. spoke out against allowing transgender athletes to play in women's sports, calling his opposition a moral position. Speaking to WHAM 1180, Lewis told host Bob Lunsbury that he can no longer be silent about the issue of transgender athletes in women's sports. This is not a Christian position. It is a moral position. It is wrong to let biological males compete in girls' and women's athletics, Lewis told Lunsbury. I reached the place where I could no longer remain silent on this issue. When I see young women with Houghton written across their uniform, at a competitive disadvantage, sometimes losing opportunities that are hard-earned, there is no way that I, as their president, will continue to sit on the sidelines and refuse to advocate for change. In a written statement, Lewis added that most Americans know that trans athletes playing in women's sports is wrong. Biological males' participation in women's athletics is wrong. Most Americans and most of the world know it to be wrong, he wrote. He added, a fringe agenda under the guise of making school and collegiate athletics more inclusive for transgender people has grown to the place of now unfairly displacing gifted and hard-working female athletes, obliterating the historic achievements and records of female athletes of the past, and threatening to dismantle the opportunities and protections for girls and women in sport trailblazing leaders fought so hard to create and protect. Too many leaders, parents, professional athletes and people of goodwill have been silent as female athletes are humiliated, silenced and robbed of hard-earned opportunities. That silence is complicit with the fringe agenda that threatens to dismantle girls and women's athletics. He went on to say that allowing men to play among women is a violation of Christian ethics. I currently serve a Christian university as its president. I believe God has formed each of us, men and women, with intention and purpose. I further believe sex and gender are a divine prerogative and are neither separate from each other nor subject to change. However, my assertion that biological males' participation in women's athletics is wrong is not a Christian position. It is a moral position. While I currently serve a Christian university, most of my career has been in the public sector as a teacher, professor, administrator, and state education chief. If I served in any of those roles again, my position would be the same. Lewis also cited history to support his stance. Throughout human history and to the present, most of the world and most Americans have upheld the truth that men and women have important distinguishing characteristics. American society is organized based on that understanding. Our organization of sport exists based on that understanding. Stating the obvious and widely supported truth that men and women have important biological differences is not a position of hatred or bigotry. It is common sense. While I believe most policy attempts to be inclusive of persons who identify as transgender are likely well-meaning, I struggle to understand how leaders with the best interest of girls and women at heart could advocate for or endorse practices that not only place female athletes at a competitive disadvantage, but also subject them to disrespect and embarrassment and place them at greater risk for harassment and assault. Enough is enough. I will not sit by silently as a university president whose female student athletes step weekly onto tracks, courts, and fields to compete but, in some cases, are forced to do so on playing fields we know to be unfair. I hope you will join me, he concluded. The school chief received much support on X for his outspoken and forthright position. We are with you, President Lewis. Thank you for using your voice to protect female sports. It's vital. Many good men like yourself are raising their heads above the parapet and holding people to account. Jackie Wakefield, at Jixie Womble, March 5, 2024. Thank you for speaking out for women athletes. Katie Wright, at Katie3141341, March 5, 2024. I agree with you 100%, President Lewis. You will get tons of hate mail because of this decision. They are all coming from the same cabal. Peter M. At Epsilon Peter, March 5, 2024. A great moment for athletics. America will be proud of you. Mary Cuthbertson, at MaryCuth41916, March 5, 2024. 100% correct. In a sane world, this isn't hard nor controversial. Men can identify as female, but that does not make them so. They ought to continue competing against other men. This is fair. Lou Askarunz, at Lou Dogas Card Fan, March 15, 2024. Thank you for being a voice of reason. But fairness isn't the only issue here. It's also about the safety of the women competing against a much stronger gender that has led to injuries. DNLK, at Quiet_Storm1120, March 4, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.